Jesus looked around and said, the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter each other. Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible to follow you. I tell you the truth, Jesus replied. No mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them, but many who are first will be last, and the last first. Christian faith.
Our sermon text is that which you've already heard, as Beverly read it for us this morning. From last week, the readings run back to back, and the reading today, not one more thing we need to do if we already have Christ in our life. What we have, not on the idea of the one thing, though, as last week was, but perhaps in our life. So instead of doing more, I'm actually going to take you the other way this week. But this week, maybe less things. The text is talk about the rich man getting into heaven. And while that is just a small portion of the idea that comes from this text that we need to hold on about the people being wealthy or the people being poor in Scripture, and when we have to start that we have. Well, for some people, the thing is, gold, to know is that God is gold and gold is not. Faith in Jesus Christ. People are improperly judged sometimes by what they have. And then that ancient urban legend, eye of a needle idea. And I don't know where it entered, at least stopped. The idea that, well, that it was talking about this big gate, your camel would have to duck down to get into Jerusalem, and it was called the Eye of the Needle. There was never a gate called the Eye of the Needle. Didn't exist. If you want to know the gate, they're all in there. No Eye of the Needle. The idea is a hyperbole, that you could take a full-sized camel through a knitting needle. Holes in them, do they? But yeah, shows you how much I know about that kind of stuff too. But I do know. I don't know how many of you struggled like I get in there, and you're looking there, and you're going with the glasses, without the glasses, maybe with a magnifying glass. Struggle for ages and ages. Mom finally shows me. Oh, there's this little thing you put right away. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mom. It's helped since. You can't put a camel through it, though. I don't care how much you try. It ain't going to happen. The point was being made that you can't do this. And the idea that the love of gold through anything but the love for God and God's love for us. There's that old story, as we know, always, for whatever reason, St. Peter ends up being there, right, at the pearly gates. One thing I want to bring with me. Can I just bring one thing with me? And St. Peter says, you know, rules. It's been around forever. But just one thing, come on. And St. Peter says, fuck you. And the guy goes back and he cashes in everything he ever owned and he buys gold and he brings up the... It's there. Peter says, okay, so what is this big thing that you needed to bring in with you? And he says, you brought pavement? Our focus needs to be on what will not pass away. Jesus. Not on the things that will pass away and all the earthly things that we're surrounded by. We confess in the creeds that all these things that God is, all these good things, eyes, the Nicene Creed, it's in so much in, because Luther always said the Nicene Creed was his favorite, one he most beloved, but and the explanations that we get from that. And one of the explanation gives us our clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and that he richly and daily provides for me all that I need to support in the small catechism and the Apostles' Creed. As certainly as God comes and cares for need in this life, all these things that will help us to be able to live the life, have all these things in life, we find that we might be in a point where we need to cut back a little bit. Maybe we need to recognize that we need to leave a few things behind in our life. We've made to be God. fact is that in our faith with Christ and in the promises that Jesus gives, to look that way to those in the world around us at times when they, as investments and money begat more money and holdings, faith, because we can't help but share that and to exemplify that. Instead of spreading investments, the disciples take a notable concern in wondering, who can be saved? Come on, guys, how long is it going to take for it to sink in? But they ask the question, and Jesus reminds them of another great truth that with God, because God writes the story, God did all of the work of creation. None of us, no matter what we have or do not have, can rely on the collection of material goods, the collection of whatever to get us into heaven. No matter what we accomplish or don't accomplish, it doesn't matter who we are. Into heaven, you can't do it. With Jesus, though, was what we need. Jesus comes to us, but the favor we have in Christ is because of His sacrifice for us. Only through Jesus will we ever gain favor with the Father. What is it that you value most in your life? Is it your accomplishments? Is it possessions that you've accumulated? And think about it this way. If it's something that can be put in a wallet, in a bank, then that's all it is a thing. And those things don't be left behind when you die, and someone else is going to throw half of them out because they don't. Or they're going to be destroyed by fire or time over the years. Even family, who we hold dear. In our text, Peter says, we've left everything to follow you. In truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children receive 100 times as much in this present age and in the age to come. The gospel. Notice that he's saying you're leaving behind everything. The point that I would make is that no one leaves behind everything. We hold on to these things. We let go of some things, sure, but there are other things. But in that day, when that time comes, and receive this blessing in the age that is to come. And with that, you can say, you ain't seen nothing yet, because what's coming is really stone beer commercials. It doesn't get any better than this. Well, I certainly hope they're wrong. Lutheran as anybody else, and don't mind celebrating Oktoberfest, but this is pretty good even, but it's nothing compared to what it means following different paths for all of us too. We're following Christ, true, but just like with yesterday when we had 4 groups go out in 4 different areas to the corner, maybe 3 the other. We went out. The Lord knows the path to Him. They all come back together to Him because He's guiding us down the road to heaven. And the Lord leads us to recognize that walk along beside us. And what we find, unless you're willing to walk away, you can't follow Christ. You know, nobody hardly ever has to do this anymore, because how many of you here have had to push your car because it broke down? How many of you have ever had a car that you had to push start? Unless you knew you were going to get some benefit out of this. Yeah, I pushed many a car, and I pushed start. I'm so good at parking backwards, because when I stopped, I would come to a backward purpose. That's why I backed and backed, and I'm such a proficient backer-upper now. I saw the path that I needed to follow there. The Lord hasn't revealed all the path. And I know that I can't keep pushing it for all eternity. Haul around with me that things that I think are so precious in this life that... And they were still rich on the other side of it. They started from nothing. Pictures and all those things. But you know what? And God continued to bless them, because all they lost were, that's what we're focused on, And it's not a matter of what we do. And unless you can walk away, you can walk away from the rule, walk away from the recognition, you can walk away from your self-importance, but you can't walk away and follow Christ. Christ calls us. And leave the earthly things go and figure out. You've not been called, but he is saying, be willing to let go of these things and recognize their value is nothing. And his call is there for us. It's not what you do, it's undo and let go of. And maybe in your life, it's a matter of figuring behind to hold on to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God which passes all understanding, Lord and our God. Amen.